Welcome to the 2012 Integrated Marketing Virtual Conference. I'm Heather Fletcher, Senior Editor of Target Marketing Magazine, and I'm here to welcome you to Mobile Hands-On Workshop, Mobile Marketing in a Smart World. This is a session sponsored by CompuWare in which MJ Anderson will teach you how to create a mobile promotion. Before we get started, let me point out a few quick tips on how you can make the most of this session. First, if you have any technical issues, troubleshoot them by clicking on the widget at the bottom of the console that bears a question mark, or let us know through the question and answer box. And I will tell you the number one tech problem we ever hear from people about has this troubleshooting aspect to it. Issues such as loss of sound or stuck slides may mean you have to refresh your browser or, on a PC, push the F5 button. You can use the Q&A box to submit your questions, but we may not have time for live questions. So you can send them in at any time during this workshop, and we'll see what kind of response we can get from MJ, right? And please make sure you turn off any pop-up blockers so you can use all of the widgets and features on this console. Check out the Tips for Attendees widget to customize your viewing experience. If you're tweeting, our hashtag is IMV12, as in Integrated Marketing Virtual. Finally, if you leave this session at any time or would like to view it again later, don't forget that we'll be archiving the entire show. We'll have the on-demand environment up and running for 3 months beginning on Monday, August 20th. Now let's hear from MJ Anderson, CMO, Trek Cross Media.
Thanks, Heather. I appreciate it. Welcome, everybody. My name is MJ Anderson, as you just have heard. I am a founding partner and chief marketing officer for Trek Cross Media, or for Trek. And we've been in business for 17 years, integrating marketing campaigns with the latest and greatest technology and techniques for getting our messages, our clients' messages, out to the end of the network. Today, we're going to talk about using mobile devices to augment specifically a traffic-driving campaign to drive people to either a store location or, more importantly, a trade show. So if you have a smartphone or if you have a phone that's semi-smart, I'm going to ask you to get them out now and be prepared, because we're going to ask you to play along with a prototypical game that emulates what it is I'm going to talk about today. And at the end of this session, we're going to award 30 prizes to participants that play. Like I said, we have developed this program to help our clients with a very specific problem, and that problem is trying to drive attendees to visit them specifically at a trade show booth. We've run this campaign multiple times for different clients and have seen excellent results in doing so. After the presentation, if you'd like, I've got a case study that has a bunch of facts and figures and infographics to kind of talk about the results that we've seen. But in preparation to play, if you don't have a barcode or a QR code scanner, these are a couple of different scanners that we would recommend. First of all, not all barcode scanners are created equal. And after testing, over the last couple of years, these are the ones that we find by platform seem to work the best overall. So in a second here, right now I'm going to throw up a QR code, and I'd like you to, if you have your smartphone handy, I'll leave it up here for a second, I'd like you to snap the QR image that you see in front of you. And what this is going to do, this is going to actually start the process that we use to enter the registrant into the game or into the application that we've built. And as I speak today, this QR code is going to appear throughout the presentation. So if you didn't get it right there, then don't worry too much, because it's going to be continually coming up. So when you see it, go ahead and participate. Now, the program that we developed is based on the idea that if I can create awareness, or if I can create excitement about a particular activity, then I'm going to entice people to come see me at a particular location in a building, in this case, a trade show booth. And the way that we do that is we've we create an engaging program that every hour that the trade show booth is open, we promise to reward attendance of or players in the game with prizes, or we at least give them chances every hour that the event is open to win prizes. So the program consists of a couple of things. It consists of a mobile app, which you are kind of seeing right now if you've already seen the scan the code. And on the slide right now, you're seeing the first screen. And in this case, we've skinned it for this meeting particularly. And basically what you're looking at is a website. And what we have found is that instead of going the route of actually building an app and having it, available through the iTunes Store, through the Android marketplace, we prefer to use mobile specific web pages. So in this case, you're looking at an iPhone, but the application and the web page is actually optimized to run on an Android device, on a tablet device, or on a computer screen. Although it'd be kind of hard to play the game with a computer or with a laptop because you have to be mobile. So what we're doing here is we're capturing the first bits of information, and you can see in the visual there that we ask you to enter in a username and an email, and then we're asking for your cell phone carrier. And then we also have an opt-in box there that allows you to opt in to other communications that we might want to have with you during the course of the event. So if I have a username and I have an email address and I have a cell phone number and a carrier, I can do certain things like push text messages to your phone while you are in the meeting room or in the meeting hall if I need to make it encourage you to play the game. I also capture your email address and I have a username, and I don't necessarily in our game we don't necessarily capture the first name and the last name because really we didn't want to be as intrusive. But I do have an opt-in feature, and as a best practice, we always like to give people the option to opt out of future communications if they don't want to play along. So the other thing that you want to do is, because what we're going to be doing throughout the course of an event is asking people to continually scan a QR code in order to check whether or not they've won a prize. And the way that the game works is it's pretty simple. Is we've created an automated schedule by which every hour that the trade show floor is open, we are going to, at some time during that hour, put up a prize message on the website. And it's up to the user to actually determine when that prize message, when they see that prize message. So we programmatically create a page that is determined or that is programmed to be posted on the site at a particular time throughout the course of the hour of that particular event time frame. And then what happens is they'll get a coupon, they'll see a coupon, and then they have to bring that coupon on their cell phone to the trade show booth in order to fulfill it for a prize. So as you can imagine, one of the great side effects of this program is it keeps people really engaged in your game because the prizes that we're awarding are not silly little prizes. They actually have some value. And the more that you play, the better chances you have at the end of the game to win a drawing for an iPad or some other larger source of item. So we also like to put and give the ability of the user to, once they have logged into that screen, is to actually save that page in their phone as a desktop item. So what you're looking at in this image is actually a desktop icon that represents the page. So instead of having to scan the QR code every time, all I have to do is hit that button and it takes me to the page. There's the QR code for those of you that weren't fast enough with your phone to get a scan to get a chance to do that right. So a little bit about QR codes, and I don't want to spend too much time because I think QR codes, everybody has inundation with QR codes. But really the things that you want to consider when you use and you implement QR codes in your print or in your marketing campaign is to remember that optimally QR codes work best if they're at least an inch big. And also, it's also very important to remember that the contrast is really important as well. So you don't want to place a code on a color background that is not as contrasty as black and white. Not to say that you can't use other colors, but you want to remember that your scanning software is going to have a better time reading the code if it's on a real contrasty background. And also, before you do this, you want to make sure that you test everything, because in our game, we have QR codes deployed in all kinds of different areas that the user can interact with them. And then certainly do your math and so forth on the scanning software that you're going to recommend, and be prepared to explain those sorts of things to novice users as they come to you to get involved with that shooting game. Another thing about QR codes is that today, really, in today's marketplace, you shouldn't have to pay for QR codes, because there are enough free generation tools out there that will actually generate the codes for you. So our favorite is the Google QR code generator, and it does a really good job, and you can generate as many QR codes as you need for a promotion. So really, the big thing that you want to be aware of with the generators is you want to avoid those generators that are going to force you to redirect through their website, right? So some of these companies will actually utilize their website as a pass-through to get to the page that you want the QR code to go for. Because remember, all QR code is a digital marker that takes you to a URL on the web. And what they're doing, what they're trying to do is they're trying to capture some information so that they can use that information however they see fit. So you might want to keep that in mind when you're looking at generators. Another really good tool that we use when we're designing apps, at least for the phone or for the mobile devices, is a piece of software called, or a website called, BrowserStack.com. And what BrowserStack does is it allows you to very, very quickly emulate all of the different devices that are out there so that you can determine whether or not your design or the CSS that you're creating for your web page is going to actually look and work well on that particular device or environment. BrowserStack is a subscription-based tool set, and for about $20 to $30 a month, you can utilize the software. Here's an example of a design, our design that you're looking at if you're playing along, and how it will look on an iPad. So this is actually BrowserStack taking your CSS code and then emulating the browser that the iPad has. And it works the same for the iPhone, and then also for multiple Android devices, because not all Android devices are created equal, right? So at the end of the day, you want to be really, really cognizant of the fact that, you know, this is going to be the way that your intended audience interacts with you throughout the course of the event. You're going to be able to push text messages to them, and the interface is going to be really important, and it needs to be intuitive. Now, the big drawback to some of these campaigns is, when you're working in this space, is that not all of the devices are up to speed. Like, so for those poor, unfortunate souls that don't have, or that have a RIM device or a BlackBerry, some of the tools, some of the browsing capability is a little less antiquated, or a little more antiquated than those devices. So ultimately, when we're designing multiple applications, we're designing for the kind of the sweet spot of the marketplace, which is, you know, an iPhone or an Android device. So another really important thing is the way that you actually design or create the prize structure, right? And what we do is we just use a very simple spreadsheet that actually lays out for us so that we can plan the way that prizes are going to be given out. And there's a strategy about doing this. And a lot of times what we'll do is when you go to an event, there's usually some sort of a kickoff time where they kick the event off, and there's a party of some sort. So a lot of times what we will do is we will give away, in that very first hour of the game, we will give away something of great value. like an iPad or an iPhone or some sort of, you know, big ticket item. And then this creates an enormous amount of buzz amongst all of the other participants or all the other attendees at the event. Typically, what we're seeing from a statistical standpoint, we're averaging anywhere from a quarter to about three quarters participation at these events. And it all is determined about how much time and effort you spend in actually promoting the opportunities. So you want to look at, what the particular date is that the prize is going to be given away. You have to select the time. So you have to strategically think about the hour and when people are going to be in session and out of session. The path, basically, the path has to do with the URL that you might be using or partaking into. And then whatever that message might be that you want them to see. And throughout the course of an hour, these pages and messages may change several times to either tease users or to just maybe add an ancillary marketing discussion or a marketing or a branding message to the particular to back up what it is you're trying to sell. And then obviously, what kind of image are we going to display? Is it a coupon? Is it a prize? Is it something that's going to be, a photograph or a design? And all those things are considerations when you're putting together your prize and your messaging schedule. Because not only can you give away prizes, but you could also just not have a prize in an hour and keep people coming back. And what we've seen is, by the end of the event, in many cases, people are so engaged with this process that we've had people come running in from the pool, for instance. We did this event for the last 2 years at D-Scoop, which is HP big conference every year. And we had such good participation. We had one lady come running into the conference area in her bathing suit because she had been watching the prize package, the prize message continually. And she won a prize in her bathing suit. So typically, you want to look at every hour, and every hour has, certain intervals, and there'll be a set of base messages that the application has pre-programmed into it, encouraging people to keep on playing, to keep on scanning, to wait for that prize to come. Then there'll be, obviously, the prize coupon. And typically the prize coupon has a picture or an image of what it is they have the opportunity to win. Now, getting the prize message is only half of the battle. They have to get to the booth to show me this coupon while there are still prizes left in order to win that prize. And then, as you can see, within the course of an hour, that prize message might be live for 10 to 15 minutes. And then at that point, after all the prizes are given away, we can change that page so it just goes back to the, hey, there's another prize coming in an hour, keep scanning. The more you scan, the better chances you have to win. And it certainly, and I'm kind of emulating what we're doing today in the game. I've got a message here that some of you are having a little difficulty, probably because I didn't include the carrier. If you just skip the carrier message, that's fine. I'm not going to be pushing any text messages out to you today. So the carrier is just so I can send a text message to you. And in a minute, I'm going to show you. Along with this campaign, there is a back-end administration tool that lets you administer the game in real time from your phone or from your iPad. So here we are, the back-end administration. So what this allows us to do is it allows us to not only see who's playing the game, but it allows us to do things like edit credentials of people that are playing the game. And this is pretty important because in a lot of cases, if you're at a trade show for a customer of yours, the chances are there are going to be that customer's competitors at the trade show as well. So we've built the feature into the administration piece that will let the administrator of the game either eliminate players or remove players from key drawings, right? And this is done so that the people who are really intended to get and have a chance to win the prize have a better chance of winning those prizes. So I can see all the data that I've collected about their participant, their handle, their name, their cell phone number, their email address, and all the other information that I've collected throughout the course of the registration process. Now, remember, all this information is going into a database, which I can then use later to do other things, either augment a CRM tool or maybe have additional conversations or communications with after the event, especially if they have opted in, right? And then, like I said, we give the ability to actually edit information about the participant. A lot of times somebody might fast finger a phone number or something, or they might come to and say, I can't get the game to work. Well, if I can open up the administration piece and actually see their record in the database, then I could make that change for them and kind of get them on down the road to playing, which is important. We also have the ability built in, and this is why we collect the carrier information, is because if I know who the carrier is, then I can, and I have your phone number, then I can send you an SMS message. And we do this to deal with things that are unforeseen in our scheduling process. Sometimes when you're at an event, there might be things unforeseen to you before you got there that you might want to communicate to the audience. Sometimes you just want to encourage them to come by the booth because you might not have given away all the prizes for that particular hour. And typically what we do is we kind of mix the prize schedule up so that, 1 hour there might be three decent-sized prizes, and then the next hour there might be 15 or 20, iTunes cards or Starbucks cards or something like that. So the user or the participant never really knows what's around the corner. They just know that they have the chance to win something, which really is a motivator for people when they're standing around or attending sessions that that are more informational in nature. Also, the other great thing is on the fly we can capture statistics. So I can take a look and I can say, who are the top scanners? Who are who's really playing this game? Who really has no life and wants to win that iTunes card or that iPod. And it's amazing what we see when we go to these events. Ultimately, you have a group of people who really are so into the game that they end up standing around the booth waiting for that prize to be given out. And the other really great thing about this is because people are playing it and are so involved in it, you have a regular opportunity to really build a relationship with these people while they're at this event. And you can, you can move from talking about how exciting the game is into the reason why you're really there, and that is to sell them or to talk to them about the product or the service that you're actually there representing at the trade show. So that's pretty much how the game plays. And I want to talk a little bit now in the remaining moments that I have about how we actually go about getting people into the game and promoting the usage of the game and so forth. Anytime we do a campaign, whether it be a mobile campaign or just a cross-media campaign, we're really, really big proponents of using a road mapping process. And we can use this for a couple things. It helps us tactically figure out the timing of certain things that we're going to deploy. It also helps us communicate to our clients all the different things that we're going to surround our target or our prospective audience with from a communication standpoint so that we can time those things and create those things and manage those things in a smart fashion. So what you're looking at is you're actually looking at a typical message map or a program roadmap that talks about the three different things that we're going to be doing. And in this case, we're going to have an effort that is specifically geared towards the pre-show, meaning getting you to my booth before you even get to the event, helping you know about it. And then all the things that we're going to do at the show, right? All the things that we're going to communicate about the game or about the process and all those tactics to help you get into the game. And then because we've captured some information about these people, we want to have an ability to carry on or to continue the love after the event. And what we found when we do this is we get so much positive response to this practice that people really want to carry on and keep doing the things that they were doing at the event. There isn't anything here that I've showed you that is like really magic, right? We're using basic web design. We're using, and I've talked to you about some of the tools that we're using. There's no real specific extracurricular knowledge that you would need to do this. It's just a matter of the way that you think about plugging these things and putting these things together to make a really effective campaign. So let's take a look at the pre-show activity for a typical event. Typically, we're going to have some sort of an access to a membership list, okay? And then we're going to want to do a series of things to communicate to the audience, to this pre-show attendee list, that we are going to, first of all, be at the event, and we're going to be doing something that's really fun and engaging while you're there. So typically, this is going to include some sort of an email communication or a series of emails that welcome them or talk to them about looking forward to seeing you at the event. Obviously, direct mail and any other additional promotions that the company might have or want to do on their website or anything else that they're normally doing in their normal communication standpoint. We also give them access at this time to the pearl, right? To the personalized URL. And essentially what you've been looking at on the cell phone is a personalized URL, right? It's just a website that captures information and that we can use to manage the process. So if I can get them signed up for the game pre-show, then that means I can begin to send them text messages before they even get on the airplane to go to the event. And I can begin to develop a dialogue and have built some awareness about what it is I'm going to be doing once they hit the ground, wherever they go. Then, obviously, you have the at the show, meaning the things that I'm going to do once I'm there. And typically what we'll do is we will use things like trade show banners. A lot of times we will recommend that you put your QR code on a bag stuffer or a sponsorship. A lot of events will give you the ability to put some materials into the bag that they give people at registration. So flyers and inserts, things that you might have in the booth that would communicate the game and have a QR code on it. One really neat thing that we do is we'll actually create a card that has the game play instructions and how to download the scanning software plus the QR code on it. And we'll design a card that actually fits in their lanyard behind their name badge, so it's with them at all times. And it's really interesting to see after these events, because each QR code is different for each one of these packets, we can run just really simple Google Analytics reports to determine which QR codes and which tactics were the most effective. And clearly, if you are in the print space, or if you are a marketer, print is still the number one driver to get people into this game. So we find that the handbills or some sort of printed material that has the QR game on it outrank even things like floor banners and trade show banners and other electronic media that we might be pushing out there during the event. Every time that we've done this, we've also had a computer screen that has the game on it, or has all the attendees who are playing with kind of a counter just to kind of display who the most aggressive scanner is. And then obviously you've got the pearl text message that we can send out, the prize message, and the show booth. So as you can see, we are actually surrounding these players with all kinds of different communications, which ultimately bring that person back to the booth so that we can have a discussion that's really important about a particular process or service or a product that we're trying to talk to them about. Throughout this entire campaign, we're capturing and appending data. So from the standpoint of, the way you might build a website, think of this as kind of e-commerce without any of the credit card processing or any of the security circuit things that you might need. Post-show sorts of events are many times we only collect an email address or a phone number, and we have been reticent at this point to actually use the phone number to make a phone call because we think that's a little bit intrusive. However, that possibility exists. Certainly direct mail, and then continued use of the Pearl is also beneficial. So the next thing I just want to talk about real quick before I close here is, because I've only got 3 minutes, is some of the lessons that we've learned in doing this kind of an event. They're really important. I can't stress enough how important it is to try to get out in front of these people before they actually get to the event. Because once they get to the show, they're going to have so many distractions once they're there. There's so many competing messages for their eyes and for their attention. So if we can engage them earlier in the process, that's really going to be good and can have better outcomes for you. Make sure that you thoroughly test your QR codes on all the different tactics that you're going to deploy at an event. There's nothing worse than getting to a trade show and finding out that the QR code that you have on your banner takes you to somebody else's website or takes you to some other place. And then really quickly, education on the QR code scanners, you should put that in writing in the rules and regulations. Make it easy for the attendees to keep scanning. By having that badge insert, it's really a great best practice. Also, make sure before you get to the trade show that the event location that you're at supports mobile technologies. Make sure that the cell signals in these trade show centers. You'd be surprised. We were at an event last year for a client in Washington, D.C., and the event was in a basement, and it had zero cell phone reception, and it caused quite a problem for us in running the game. If you're going to be at a larger show, then make sure you staff your booth to handle the additional traffic. And I'm talking about a lot of additional traffic, and make sure those people are very well versed in how the game works so they can describe it, explain it to the novice user if they come into the booth wanting to play. And then more importantly than anything is make sure you have a follow-up plan, right? Make sure you are able to continue the buzz beyond the event. So that is my presentation, I believe. And in a few minutes here after I finish up, I'm going to look at the list of people and actually pick the winners. And the winners of the game are actually going to receive a message with the code. You'll have one of these two screens appear on your phone, and the winners will actually receive a code to go and download their prize, which will even be a Starbucks card or an iTunes card. So that's it, and I appreciate you listening. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much, MJ. That was very interesting. I think everybody now knows how to do a mobile promotion. I hope so. If you don't, then download the slides and go back over them. All of the presentations can be downloaded straight from your console. So on behalf of Target Marketing and Printing Impressions Magazines and CompuWare, I want to thank you again for attending this session. Have a great day, everyone.